back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Dr. Bryce Edwards, hi. Welcome back to the show this year. First time we spoke to you from 2018.
Yes, indeed. Mikey, it's good to be on. And it's all happening in politics now.
I know. Yesterday was a big one, wasn't it, in New Zealand? But after sitting there bored out of my mind for a couple of days, suddenly it's all on.
I think they were calling it Super Wednesday.
Super Wednesday. Did Bill English get rolled?
No, but I think it's on its way. I think he will be stepping down eventually.
Will he step down or will he be rolled? Because it's national traditionally roll them, don't they?
That's right, actually. Good point. But no, I think this is a different situation whereby... he can stick around. He's got the mana and he's got enough respect that no one's going to move against him, but no one is particularly enthusiastic about him sticking around and leading them into the next election in 2020. Least of all him, I think. I'm not sure he's really got it in him. I don't think he wants it. He's doing the right thing by his party, sticking around, being the caretaker, but he's not really got any chance of, you know, taking it through to 2020. I think he is... yesterday's man, really. I mean,
yesterday's man, Bryce.
I mean, he did a good job by, in terms of, what his supporters wanted. But they need freshening up. They need someone new and vibrant to take on Jacinda Ardern. It's not him.
New and vibrant. I'm just thinking National Party. New and vibrant. New and vibrant.
Nikki Kaye is relatively new, relatively vibrant. Some Auckland lives like her pretty well, I think. So enough to elect her as your MP for Auckland Central. So,
yeah.
I think she could do the job.
That was interesting to see, though. There is obviously still a fairly strong leadership in the National Party at the moment because they really tipped up that medical cannabis reform.
Yeah.
Didn't they? But they tipped up Chloe's one anyway.
Yeah, not a single National MP voted for Chloe Smallbrook's more radical bill. So remember, there were two bills being discussed this week that would do similar things in terms of liberalising New Zealand's medical cannabis laws. And the government bill passed, I think, pretty much unanimously. So this is the one that was fairly mild. All the parties supported it, really.
Not really extreme enough, according to a lot of professionals in the game. Yeah.
That's right. So it was a more mild version that even New Zealand First could support.
Yeah.
But then Chloe Smallbrook had her own private members bill, and that was more radical. It would essentially allow those that also suffer chronic pain, so not just those that are terminally ill, but those that have serious chronic illnesses, could also get prescriptions
to grow it as well.
And they could grow it
themselves.
And so critics saw it as kind of a thin edge of the wedge, maybe, of leading to full decriminalisation. So they didn't like it. So it means that no National MPs voted for it at all. The National Party aren't in favour of decriminalisation. So they all voted against it, even though there were some, such as Chris Bishop, Nikki Kaye, who were... somewhat supportive of Chloe Smallbrook's bill.
Do you think that that's the National Party are reflective of national voters in that thinking?
No, not at all, because, we've seen polling that show around 78% of all New Zealanders want liberalisation of medical marijuana, and it's a similar proportion for National Party supporters, voters. But I guess, National could argue that this goes too far, even for those people, and that... maybe National is doing its right thing by just voting for the government bill.
So what it does is just creates criminals the way it has been already.
Not really a huge change.
The prison's full of people who have... I heard a comment last night that of all the people that the police prosecuted last year, they only let one person off for growing... Like, of all the people that were growing medicinal cannabis...
Okay.
They only let one, for ailments that they had or ailments that their family had or something like that. And, maybe some of them are lying, some of them weren't. But they only let one person off. all the rest of them were charged for it.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, people are using it for recreational and medicinal purposes, and something's got to change. And now the focus is going to be on this government bill that's going through select committees. And so some of the National MPs that are for further liberalisation, And other MPs, in fact, are saying we can change the government bill and make it a bit more radical during this select committee process.
That'd be interesting,
So some people are holding out hope of that. But But yeah, it was. I thought it was quite disappointing that only, I think it was 43 MPs voted for Chloe's Warbrookville, 87 against. Labour MPs, they were split. Most of them voted for Swarbrookville, but 8 voted against it. And they were mainly MPs in Murray electorate seats and a few other social conservatives. So you have people like Lee Jackson, Peter Williams, Greg O'Connor, Stuart Nash, all voting against
it. So is that, do you think that's indicative of their thoughts of the damage that the marijuana has done in their electorates in the past?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's that feeling that, well, for the Murray community, this is a dangerous drug. You know, it's already creating too much havoc. So in their conscience, they couldn't vote for it. But I think there's a lot of arguments to be had around that issue.
Yeah. All right. And then the child poverty targets were announced.
Yeah. So this is a landmark piece of legislation. That, you know, finally we have governments that are going to be accountable for the rates of child poverty. And we've never had that before in New Zealand.
Define accountable for us.
In the sense that every year, at various stages, particularly during the budget, the statisticians are going to be able to say, this is the state of child poverty, and the government had this target in terms of child poverty, of reducing child poverty. It hasn't reached it on these particular targets, or it has. So these are going to be official measures, and the government's going to look good or bad depending on it. So I do think it's quite good progress. I mean, it doesn't mean that, yes, the government's going to actually have the right mechanisms for reducing child poverty, and we have to wait and see whether the Jacinda Ardern government really is going to, you know, put the money or put the effort into making these changes. But we saw last night Jacinda Ardern make her own target, which is reducing by half child poverty within 10 years. And, yeah, that's pretty impressive, really.
Do you think? Do you think it's also there needs to be some sort of information? I'm just trying to figure out how you can throw money at certain things, but it's still a little bit ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. You know, that situation. I mean, surely when you child poverty, you've got to, if you're going to be throwing money in one direction, the money's going to be going to the parents or to the caregivers, and so there needs to be work there as well, doesn't it? Or needs to be some.
And I think there is, and this is, just means that we can actually debate all of those issues you're bringing up in a more scientific way now, that we, you know, we can actually measure, quantify what's going on, and we have a consensus about that, so that, yeah, all the particulars of the details of how to meet the targets. Yeah,
that makes us sound like quite a progressive nation.
Well, yeah, I think so in that sense.
We're
leading the world. But
yeah, but
I mean, not so progressive when you look at the Swarbrick failed well last night.
Or you just look at the state of bringing up a kid in this country up till now.
Yeah.
But you know, it just seems like a step forward, and I like, you know, I'm all for accountability. I think it's the number one thing that politics is missing.
Okay, but if you're talking about progress and measuring it, there was also a poll out last night, an opinion poll on News Hub, you know, just basically on how the government's going and the popularity of the different parties. But what I thought was the most interesting poll was the one about whether people thought Jacinda Ardern's pregnancy was going to in any way be a problem for her governing, and the vast majority thought not. I think about 40% of people thought it was going to be improving her ability to govern, and another 30% thought it would make no difference. So about 70% thought.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's right. So there was only a small minority that thought it was going to be detrimental, and so I think, you know, that just settles the question that New Zealanders are very positive about having a Prime Minister give birth in office.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, Bryce, nice to talk to you again. We'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks' time, Dr. Bryce Edwards. Talking about the wonderful, turgid, swirly world that is politics. Thanks, Bryce.
Cheers.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.